have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
The Orange Crusher got the wall! It's the Frank Williams Show!
First, I need to announce your check.
Welcome on in, everybody, to the border. Maddie here, alongside Josh and Johnny, as Illinois bows out in their first game of the Big Ten tournament by 3 to Wisco. To overtime, Wisco. All right, we're on a Sunday night, right? You guys want to just not even talk about that and just look forward to March Madness?
Best
time of the year, boys. It is the best time of the year, let me tell you, and it is starting off real hot after losing to the Blackwell Boyd Badgers in overtime again.
Yeah, that was tough. I feel like the point of this podcast is just to be therapeutic and let it all out. So then Selection Sunday, we can, I don't know, and look forward, hopefully not be a 4 seed. Would love to not have a Selection Sunday crash out this year. We'll see what happens. But that today was not fun. And Illinois finds a way to just have the most frustrating losses possible for whatever reason this season. And like, that's now our fourth overtime loss, 0-4, add another buzzer beater loss. Like, it feels like we're due. It feels like eventually the sample size and the law of averages will work out. Like, right? It worked out. Finally, Miami of Ohio lost a close game after they had won like 9 in a row of one possession games. But I don't. You can lose a game in the round of 32, and then this team is just going to be characterized as a team that couldn't close close games.
Guys, this is going to be like the longest offseason. Please,
just
win Friday, Sunday. And it's going to be the longest offseason in the history of Illinois basketball.
I don't want it to be the off season. Don't want it to be the off season so badly. Like, having to hear about how like the roster construction of this year just didn't, like, if we have to start talking about the off season, let's just talk about the game. Let's talk about the basketball. I don't want to get into it, but like, it's just like, there is so much frustration from the game that I feel like, I don't know. It's so, so hard.
It sucks. You go up, what, 15? You go up 15 in the first half.
Twice.
In the second half, you know, you're steadily, comfortably up 8-9. And I know everyone's thinking about in the back of their mind how we're up 12 against Wisconsin, you know, in the first game in the regular season, and choked that one, you know, down pretty hard before overtime. So there were, in all of our losses, and yes, Johnny, to your point, they just follow such a similar, like, archetype, pattern, whatever you want to call it, like, you're up sometimes 23 points. You're up 15 points. You're up in the second half. You feel like you have your foot on the gas pedal, and teams just have an ability to chip away, and Illinois just doesn't quite have, at least this year, what Illinois teams in the past had of just that killer mentality of we could step on your throat in some of these bigger games this year. And I know Brad had to answer that question again in the post game. And I know it's not a fun one, and I hope there's not, you know, maybe there's a little bit of denial there, but It's like watching Groundhog Day for sure.
Yeah, and it's tough. And I don't know about you guys, but there are just a few. I'm obviously like looking for the silver linings in this all, and not. I don't want to think of this team as chokers or a team that can't win the big one. So I just think about some of the small moments. Like, I think about how Jake Davis missed the front end of a 1-1. Right. And if he makes those free throws, we probably win the game. And you could be like, oh, yeah, Illinois is not clutch. Look at that. Jake Davis missed free throws. When I think about Jake Davis, I think about him making the toughest free throws of the season against Michigan State, down 2 to tie the game up and send it to overtime. So I feel like there are small examples that you could draw conclusions. But at the same time, that's not fully characteristic of this team, right? Like, Keaton had a chance to win the game today when at the end of the second half, right, he missed kind of a floater. And then ultimately, like, we get a stop and send it to overtime. And then Keaton misses a 3 with like at the buzzer again. I don't think Keaton is not clutch. I just think a couple of those shots didn't go in. It's frustrating though that like this continues to happen, and it's happened a few different times. But I like, yes, there's a lot of the point of like you were up 15 twice. You can't let a game get away from you. But is Brad Underwood a bad in-game coach because Jake Davis couldn't make a free throw? Like David Mirkovich missed multiple free throws. Is he a bad in-game coach because Wisconsin
those are the arguments
Wisconsin like didn't miss a free throw in the second half? Like, you know,
I don't
you're not wrong. No, you're not wrong.
Yeah. I don't think those are the reasons why people, at least this evening, were upset at Brad. I think there were reasons, you know, like Andre's playing pretty well in the first half. Take him out, right? You're on a run, timeout. You know, you come out looking a little bit different offensively. Maybe they feel like we failed to make defensive adjustments on the only two players on Wisconsin that were able to score. So I know it's like it's hard to be critical of Brad on the show. One, because I don't want to, and two, because I would get mauled by a pack of Johnnies. I think there's space to be like, damn, Brad, maybe there were a few adjustments we could have made, and everything that you just named right there, if one of those or two of those go our way, we're talking about a win and playing Michigan tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, it's tough because like, okay, they did switch to 2-3 zone at one point, right? And also the unfortunate Kylan double technical immediately and then picks up a second foul with 19 minutes left. Like
we should have had the momentum there and then we lost it within a second.
Exactly,
it's so
exactly.
frustrating. Like that double technical was supposed to be our momentum swing from the beginning of the game. And a second later, it's gone. Just 1 second later, it's gone. That's just the game.
Gotta keep it cool.
Yeah. No, Kylan was in the right there. He did nothing wrong there.
Yeah, I know. That was the refs.
Let's not.
The refs were terrible.
The refs were not good both ways. Obviously, there's a call at the end of the game, the Stojakovic call, which is crazy. Like Stojakovic didn't even touch the player, and the ref
just saw an air ball and was like, "There must
he was
have
smiling.
Been a foul."
He was smiling. The ref calling that foul. You should look and you should go all Frank the Tank on it. But that was a terrible call. That being said, like
the ball that was out of play and they gave it a timeout? Like no one had possession. The coach cannot call a timeout under two minutes.
That was a little different.
The player
did
call the
timeout.
But the ball was already.
It was so at the same time.
It was not possessed. It was not possessed. It was not possessed.
But it wasn't Illinois' ball. I'll tell you that.
That one.
Correct. But Kylan stopped going for the ball because they blew the whistle.
At this,
the ball is up in the air. They blow the whistle. Kylan thinks they just called a foul on him.
It didn't go our way, so it sucks.
It's just there were so many instances.
I feel like the things that pissed us off about Nick Boyd today and John Blackwell, like their energy, like they were going after balls nonstop. I feel like the energy from our players was a complete dichotomy of the Wisconsin players. Is dichotomy the right word there, Moore? I know you're Maddie. I know you're my like dictionary, but I feel like they were so much more like into the game or like, not. You're gonna get me on that one.
They had
so much more passion. They showed their passion more.
Yeah, you're absolutely.
And they were much more aggressive. They were playing like the hard-nosed team that the Taryn Shannon team, the Elite Eight team was from 2 years ago. That like our players today seemed soft, and that in itself, I kind of lean towards your head coach not pushing that. And I know like that hasn't been our team all year, but like that we were outgritted today is my point.
You think that's Brad's fault?
Gritty is a coaching thing, not a skill thing.
Yeah, but your players got to want to do it. At the end of the day, you can.
And who's supposed to get the players that way?
But at the end of the day, you if you're on a basketball team, Josh, you got to be willing to dive at the end of the day. Your coach can tell you to dive and say, and I'll dive, but you got to be willing to do it at the end of the day.
It's the players as much as the coach.
Okay, got you to switch a little bit there. You said to coach, here we go.
Not blaming Brad for that would be
they crazy. They played harder than us, right?
That's a great way to say it. Much more succinct.
That's okay. I have Josh Google Translate on my phone. they played a little bit harder than us, and it for sure got on our I'll tell you, it got under my skin watching that. I was just so frustrated. I was like, damn, he's pumping up the crowd after every shot. He's getting them into it. I was getting so upset. It's like, yeah, for better or worse, like it worked. So would love to see senior leadership like Kylan step up, next week starting in the tournament. Look, these guys want it. I have no doubt they want it. So I'm not gonna question their toughness. Do we get out toughed or outgritted, whatever you want to call it today? Sure. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna trust that they want. I'm gonna trust that Brad's gonna get them shaped up for next Thursday or for next Friday.
Our favorite Wisconsin beat writer, Evan Flood, he even acknowledged that the Badgers learned very early in the game that if you exaggerate a little bit of the contact that was provided to you, then and showed your emotion, you were going to get actually the favorable side of the whistle.
It's smart ball. It's again
So
like,
the emotion were they showed their emotion, and that's why they got calls.
yeah, and that's what it looked like because it's bullshit. I'm not disagreeing. It was bullshit.
That's what's annoying is I feel like there's this huge narrative that like, oh, Illinois got out tough. They didn't care enough. Well, it's like if Jake Davis just makes a free throw, we win that game and no one's saying anything like that, right? Like it's a little bit of like ball goes in the hoop and the
Of
narrative
course.
changes. And that's kind of the frustrating part when you played a very close game and sometimes the ball bounces your way, sometimes it doesn't.
It's been that way for every Illinois loss. I agree, Johnny. You could make that argument for every loss was on a razor's edge, with the exception of Michigan. Every loss was a bounce here, a bounce there. Yes, as always, there is always overreaction on the internet after a loss, and I know people are, taking to the streets and they're like, my enthusiasm has waned for the tournament. Like, I'm not excited. Listen up. If that's you, get out. Don't watch this.
Yeah,
If you're
jump
listening to
off the
this, jump
bandwagon.
off the bandwagon and don't watch. You bet your ass I'm watching that game, and I'm gonna be just as excited on Thursday or Friday. I understand that the last 4 or 5 weeks have been frustrating to watch, but if that's you and you're like, ah, I don't have that excitement, get out. It's lame. It's the best time of the year. I understand that we were talking about one seed. We were talking about a Big Ten championship. Heck, we were even talking about two seed going in today. Hopefully now that stays the same. But that to me, that is the ultimate lame loser mentality. If you are watching the game being like, I understand your expectations have changed, but does that make sense? That's lame to me. That's loser shit to me. If you're an Illinois fan, you're gonna watch that game on the edge of your seat, and you're gonna watch that game with the same amount of diehardness, right? You don't turn your diehardness off. I understand if you have to modify your expectations of maybe you thought this team was going to the Final Four a couple weeks ago or a month ago or whenever, and maybe you're like, we just want to make the Sweet 16. But if you're turning your diehardness off come next week, I don't want to fraternize with you at the bar.
For sure. I think it's weird because this team had a better regular season than the Terrence Shannon team, right? And I think everyone right now would be like, well, that Terrence Shannon team was just way better. And granted, you know what they did win the Big Ten tournament. But they all, if you remember that Ohio State game, they almost lost the first night on Friday,
Yeah.
right? And just they kind of, Dane had a couple of big shots and they found a way to win. But I think there's not that much of a difference between this team and that team. I think ultimately Terrence went on a kind of a crazy heater that really propelled that team. And unfortunately, we're not seeing peak Keaton. That was in January. And I don't know if it's physically he's not the same or if it's just the book's out on him or what. But I don't know. This team is still very good, right? Like we still went 15-5 in the Big Ten, right? And everyone's like, this team sucks now. That's what it feels like.
You know who doesn't feel that way though? Hopefully, probably, is the actual team, right? You
Yeah.
know who's not reading Illini Lover 69420 on the internet saying that they're not interested in the game anymore? Is the team, right? Like, I it's a fake account, Josh. I don't know who that
No,
is.
just like the team might be, but Brad's not, I'll tell you that.
Well, they shouldn't be. They should be listening to our podcast because it's awesome. It's really fun to listen to.
Not after, but no.
If then get out. Hop off. I don't want to fraternize with you at the bar, Josh, if you don't love our podcast. But like Just because I think there's this notion, it's like just because the fan base is like, lost a little bit of like oomph, like that means that it's GG for the team. It's like that's not the case. At the end of the day, it's March Madness, and we'll call it like a 14 seed and a 7 seed victory away from the Sweet 16 still. Like maybe we need to everyone needs to come down to earth and still realize that like we're in a fantastic spot still. Maybe rest up a little bit. Another silver lining? Don't have to probably get wrecked against Michigan tomorrow.
So happy
Wisconsin,
about that.
I don't say this as like a sore loser that we just lost. Like they have a very tough draw, obviously, against Michigan tomorrow. I know they beat them, but like you've played 2 games in a row. You played overtime. Like, I mean, who knows? Maybe they keep it close, but maybe they struggle tomorrow. Like, silver lining, you're probably not winning that Michigan game tomorrow. Save your legs for 40
Oh,
plus
no.
minutes.
We lost Maddie. He was saying silver lining is that you don't have to lose to Michigan. I would say
Really good face he has on right now.
every Big Ten tournament game is its individual.
Did I go out of bounds? Did I go out of
Yeah, we
bounds?
lost you. We
Oh,
lost you.
okay. Well, I did lose power earlier today, and I was watching the game hotspotted, slowly watching my phone battery go down, wondering if I was gonna just not even get to watch the end of the game. So the lights are back on now for me, but clearly nobody's home.
No, it's all good. You ended that silver lining. I think we picked it up at the way end there, but
The silver lining is you don't have to play Michigan
yeah.
tomorrow, and that's my silver lining.
I
And go ahead.
no, just about this game, and we don't have to talk about that much more. Like, I don't think Johnny, I'm excited to hear your response to this because I know you'll have a clap back on it, and I need to hear it because I need some positivity about both of them. Like, we talked about Jake Davis's missed front end of the free throw. But like, I sent a quick text about there needs to be a red light if your last name is Avisic, like shooting
What
a
about if
three.
it's
But like,
Ivicic?
oh, he went out, so I don't know what it's about. But like they are not on. They are not on. They are both from the rebounding defense perspective as well as from just shooting the ball. It's been a tough scene.
He was not good in the first half. Zvonimir, yeah, anything that's not a dunk is not really going in for him right now. It's not ideal. And I guess, Josh, do you know what player has the record for most threes by a 7-footer in an NCAA tournament game?
That's all I'll need to hear.
Yeah, Tomislav Ivicic. The mustache did look good. I thought the mustache looked good.
You know what it looked like, Johnny? Do you know what I think it looked
What
like?
did it look
Your
like?
mustache. Your mustache.
Well,
I think it looked like
yeah.
you. I think
Maybe
it.
I was
You guys
projecting
only like
there. Yeah.
you guys are only like what, like 13 inches apart, 14 inches
Yeah.
apart.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hold on.
Exactly.
Our average height is 80. Johnny, what are you at? I can't do
Yeah.
the
Yeah,
translation over.
we're a
When they
little
were
less than 80. Yeah.
okay. Yeah, they say podcast adds like 6 inches, so that's good.
Where?
Yes. So I thought that was pretty. I thought it was a nice stash.
Yeah, so I
Not
thought,
good.
yeah. As we've been saying, we need Tommy to get back to. He made a couple of clutch free throws, Josh, if you remember that. It was
Yes.
a 1-1, made both. That was nice. But yeah, the 3-point shooting, what did we shoot? 29% today. Like, that
They even
wasn't
shot
good.
worse.
They
They
did.
shot.
They did. They did. But I think one thing that this team has lost a little bit of the identity is like just being the dominant rebounding team.
Correct.
And they offensive rebounded a little bit better than we did. And obviously some of that was because of missed threes, but like there was that one possession, right, where they took maybe like four threes and finally got it to go down on the last one. And that was definitely demoralizing. And that was one of the calling cards of this team earlier in the season that we need to get back to.
I feel like catching the ball has been a big time issue. Like
Yes,
actually
yes.
receiving the ball and catching. I would love if Justin Stepp can help us out for just the next 4 days and hopefully the 4 days after that. But like that would be huge.
I was gonna make such a good joke. That just reminded me, you brought up the football thing. I was gonna make such a good joke tomorrow. I was gonna ask who our running backs coach is rooting for in tomorrow's game.
Ah,
Oh, that was
bummer.
gonna be so good. That was gonna be so good. Wait, can we pretend like we won
Yeah,
game?
that one would have been really funny, Maddie.
Oh, that would have been so good. Oh, damn it. And we would have gotten to test the birthday theory for one more time this year.
I'm
Or
really, I'm, I, that's a silver lining for me.
you know when we really need to test the birthday theory this year?
Yeah, I know when.
I
I'm nervous for that.
know.
I'm nervous for
On a little
that
munchkin's first birthday, let me tell you, maybe we can
birthday.
muster up all our juice there. All our put all our birthday luck.
I really hope we don't have, I hope we can play on the opposite day of
Yeah, the Friday Sunday. Yeah, you're
that
rooting for the Friday Sunday, Josh. Yeah.
day. Oh man, when my parents were 30, it's like, you know that meme where it's like, you know, it's like my parents are 30, like let's buy a house. And it's like when I'm 30, it's like I better not get too drunk at this 1-year-old's birthday party cheering on Illinois.
So Johnny, what's what are we feeling for Sunday? What are we like? Do you know what we want to avoid?
I mean, right off the bat, we'd just love to be a three seed at this point.
Oh, you're nervous about being a four. You
I'm
actually
nervous
think,
about being a four seed. Yeah.
do you think like it's in the what percent chance do you think we end up as a four? Because that hasn't actually like registered in my brain yet.
Maybe like 15%.
Okay.
If
So that's
they
the
stick to certain metrics, like wins above bubble, we're like maybe 14th right now. Like,
Yeah.
I think now, unfortunately, quad one, 7 and 8 in quad one.
So what are we rooting for? Is there anything that we have like Purdue losing? And well, I don't know. I can
Wisconsin winning
Purdue
tomorrow?
or
Nebraska.
Purdue,
Like I
Nebraska. Yeah.
we
Wisconsin's not going to get up there, I don't think, because
unless
they did
they
not.
win.
I don't know. They were like on the 5 line going into the Big Ten tournament.
Well, I'm just saying because like values quote unquote the loss. Like if Wisconsin were to win the Big Ten tournament, it makes this loss. You know, I'm really splitting
Yeah, it
hairs. I know
doesn't
I'm
really
splitting
matter
hairs.
at this point.
I'm
It's
just
more just,
coping. I'm
yeah,
coping.
you are, yeah.
I'm drinking a big glass of
I would
Coke.
love for Seton Hall to come back. They're losing by 12 right now to St. John's. Like that would be huge. I
We
feel.
really need Virginia to lose. It's like
Okay.
Virginia and Alabama, I think, are the two teams that can maybe move from the 4 line to the 3 line.
Yeah. Can I give another silver lining?
Yeah.
Back when we were in college, we didn't make the tournament. And so
Oh,
we would be doing
no.
this thing where it's like, well, we need this team to lose just for like our bubble or like our next four out.
There's like a group of five people that listen to this podcast just that just shut it off because you said those words.
And there's bingo. One, you or Sam always has to do the self-depreciation comment of listening. It's with since now no one's listening, is now the time to drop our referral link for the NIL Campus Inc. store.
Yeah, what a
Promo
time to
code
start that.
promo code boardroom 15 for 15% off your first purchase at the Illinois NIL store. Grab your merch just in time for the tournament.
Or March Madness. I love Maddie's spotty connection. It's like her spotty
Oh, is
play.
it? Is it really bad? Is it really that bad right now? Damn.
Yeah. Is there like a? I guess like it's really hard to predict what a 7 or 10 seed's gonna be like. But
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, now we're looking at 6 seeds potentially too, right? So now
oh,
you're
yeah.
treading into a
Good
little bit of
team.
difficult water here. I think one
Like.
thing that made me feel a little bit better is Robert went on kind of like a Twitter rant where someone was really giving him a tough time about Underwood. This was like a couple days ago. And if you go back and look at it, Underwood's lost one game in the tournament where he was favored, right? It was the Loyola game and it was terrible, but like Houston, we weren't favored.
Yeah.
The other losses, yeah.
That was kind of my point on the podcast about this team, like this year.
Yeah.
Like we pretty much had we beat the teams that we definitely should have beaten. And I know we were favored against Wisconsin, we were probably favored against UCLA, but like we didn't have many bad loss. We didn't have any bad losses.
Yeah, exactly. Did not have a lot of letdown games. So hopefully that means you beat who you're supposed to beat, make it to the Sweet 16, and then the rest is
There will be
history.
a loud contingent of people if we make it to the Sweet 16 that I'm excited to put down. But I think we all have to be sitting on our hands if we don't make it to the Sweet 16.
Yeah. It's gonna be a tough one.
You're going to be putting out some statistics about Brad Underwood wins, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to back you up on those.
Yeah. Maddie, you be back?
Guys, I'm having a bad day. Let me tell you,
Yeah.
it is this day has just been one I'd like to erase from the record books. I've always said that we shouldn't really count the Big Ten tournament in the official statistics here, so I'm joining on my phone here. I briefly heard what you guys are saying about like we just need tournament result this year, and we need tournament result badly, or I think that people are really going to come after Mr. Underwood's head. Not that he's actually in any trouble, but I think he just wants some damn tournament success finally. But again, like, just find a way to get to the Sweet 16, damn it. You really think, Johnny, there's like a shot we fall to the four? Like, again, to me, the two and the three, not a huge deal. Obviously, the four is so much worse. Find a way to get off
We're
the
not
four
at the
line and
two.
be a three seed.
I think we're done with the two.
Yeah, we're probably done with it
Especially
too.
if Iowa State wins, beats Arizona. If yeah, I just don't see us ending up. We have a lot of losses, but they're all close losses.
That's why you only schedule quad one and quad
Yeah.
fours. Just ask Miami of Ohio.
Did you guys see the Jeff oh my God, what's our director of operations team? Not Jeff. Joey Biggs email to the Miami of Ohio was an all-time.
No, what'd he say?
I pretty much someone did a FOIA for public schools, seeing if they scheduled a game against Miami of Ohio, or they just did it with Miami, Ohio, so they could see if Miami of Ohio's coach was actually telling the truth when he said that like Power Five schools were ignoring him. And Joey Biggs was like, my task is to only schedule people in the net, or no, like KenPom 300 plus.
Did he really
He
say that?
literally responded to Miami of Ohio
Wow.
saying those exact words. And people were being like, Brad Underwood is scared of Miami of Ohio. No, Brad Underwood's not scared of Miami of Ohio. He just is playing the numbers game. It's literally just a numbers game.
I would like to be on the record that I'd still like to play Miami of Ohio in the tournament if they make the tournament.
I don't. I don't. I don't. I don't. Johnny, to you.
You don't want to
Yeah,
play
I don't.
Miami of Ohio? We lost to UMass.
I would love to
Wait,
play
wait,
Miami of
wait, wait,
Ohio.
wait, wait,
No,
wait.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Okay. Wait.
Yeah,
There's no way you
I
change your tune
in the
unless you
no
absolutely
no
want to
no in
play
the
them.
second round in the se not in the first round
Yeah.
though. Yeah,
Not in the first round, but in the second round.
absolutely. Yeah. If we were a three seed, they were an 11 seed that beat a six seed, that'd be fantastic. Would love that. Yeah,
I'm gonna try to find the
please.
actual thing.
Beat us, Miami of Ohio. But yeah, this is going to be a really interesting one. A lot of this conversation for the committee is going to turn into like, do you treat all quad one games the same, or is there a big difference between quad one A games and quad one games? Because going into today or after today's result, we're going to be 7-8 in quad one games. Virginia is, I think, 8-3, but they basically play just like mediocre, like not as quality of opponents, right? When you're not playing, they weren't like on the road against top 10 teams. They weren't the only good team that they've really played is Duke when you compare it to our schedule. But when you play on the road at number 65, that counts as much as a quad one at number one, right? So whether or not the committee values quad one A versus just true quad one, we'll see.
I got the Joey Biggs email. Thanks for Coach Holmes. Thanks for the email. I need to get two high net games, 300 plus, before I would think about playing you. Good luck, and if something changes, I will circle back. Thanks.
Oh, I love the corporate speak there. That was just a master class in a corporate email right there. Nice job, Coach Biggs. That was well done. I'll circle back if something
I
changes.
wonder if Brad is upset at that or not. Like, did he reveal too much?
Well, no, these guys know what they're like. I think the book is out now on how you schedule both in college football and college basketball. Like, you see the disparity in like, you do quad one and quad four. I don't. Whether you're not supposed to say it or he said the quiet part out loud, I don't think that's like you're allowed to schedule who you want in non-con.
You want to know what's interesting? Is that this email was sent on March 25th of last year. I find that interesting that, like, I know our season was over at that point, but like, we didn't
even know who was on our team. They didn't know who was on Miami of Ohio.
Yeah.
Offseason, yeah. That offseason starts day one. That is interesting. I guess I mean, they have to maybe schedule these games, early in advance. Other or
I feel
teams
like it's
start
a
maybe.
giant puzzle. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool way of looking at it. It's a big puzzle.
Damn.
We're running out of
We're
answers.
really sad. Yeah, I'm sad.
It's a bad Friday night, man. It's just
Can
a
I
bad Friday night.
give you guys a really upsetting stat? Greg Waddell tweeted that the Ivicic brothers are like 3 for their last 27 from three. And I think Merez is like 5 for 8.
That's
That's
different though. You're not, I bet all those Merez threes are wide open. They
yeah.
are wide open threes. Any of the three Vasich balls, they are contested threes because they know that the big men can shoot. So I'd like to think that that's an unfair statistic.
No,
I'd
that
like
is
to
not.
think it's an unfair. I said I'd like to think, okay? I didn't say it was. Well, what would you rather have? Don't answer this. Two Ibisai or one Merez? Don't answer it.
Two
I'm
Ibisai.
not with
Yeah,
your
I
comp.
still believe in them. I think we're about to get things right.
All right.
My biggest fear, honestly, with this team is just we rely so much on freshmen, right? And like Keaton and David have been amazing, but they're still freshmen. And sometimes you're going to be a little bit inconsistent. And like March Madness is just such a small sample size that like you can't afford to have a clunker, right? And like Keaton made his first three, I think, of the game and then finishes game 1 for 6. So missed his last 5 threes. They just got to go in. They just got to
Your
go.
name was Ben Hummerkaus, and maybe you're like a senior on your last hurrah here. You had a big year. You just got married. Maybe this is like your time to shine, man. Huh? Maybe this is like your
People
peak.
complaining about Ben today, I'm mad at because there's so many different people you should be complaining at. Ben wasn't open for many threes, and so he didn't take many threes. And if he, I think he maybe just took one at the end of the game. He did his role when he was in the game, and the people that shot the threes did not do their role of making said threes.
Yeah, Ben first 20 minutes did not take a shot. And
Yes.
I was kind of liking it, to be honest. He had a really nice block and was just contributing. And exactly, there weren't like open threes that he passed up. It just wasn't in the flow
Right.
of the offense. But yeah, we just gotta win a couple games.
Is
That's
Merez
really
going
all
to
it
pro?
is.
I really don't want to talk about him.
It's so
Oh,
simple, man.
actually, guys, I did see this tweet
Merez
that
going pro?
I wanted your guys' opinion on. No, it has nothing to do with any players. It was basically like some college basketball fans tweeting at on last Sunday, being like, "All right, time to pack it up. It was a good season," sort of thing. Basically implying like there's two seasons in college basketball, which is the regular season and the postseason, and you're kind of going to get flooded in with all these new people watching March Madness and watching the conference tournaments, and it's almost just like, okay. You get to like enjoy a regular season of college basketball, and it's almost a different sport than the okay, now we're just in the postseason, and the only thing that matters is like this, the result in one specific game. And I kind of really resonated with me.
100%. Absolutely. It's the casuals, it's a game on for the casuals here for the next three seasons or next three weekends. Yes. I feel like that's the OG Robert take where it's like you just root for March Madness and you don't root for a team, and that's really lame because you're just rooting for the 15 to upset the two, and you started watching college basketball last week, on the semifinal of the Big Ten tournament. So I think probably a lot of people feel that way, but probably a lot of people are also like, no, shut up. It's March Madness and I'm going to watch whatever I want. So I understand the sentiment for sure, Johnny. For us as Illinois fans, like we don't give a shit about anything else, especially if and when Illinois loses, essentially the tournament is over at that point. But yeah, it's game on, new season. So let's go. Let's win two games. Or more, or
Josh,
more, or more, or more.
how do you feel about that, Josh?
Let's go win two games.
No,
More
but don't
and
you agree? Like, it's weird that like this is a November, December, January, February through mid-March one season, and then all of it is just based on, okay, how did you do this, like, the third weekend in March?
Yes, correct. It is the craziest tournament ever. And yeah, we go about through this every single year, especially on our sad podcasts. And it's one weekend determines how happy we're going to be over the course of the next 9 months. And yeah, it's really sad. And the casuals that only focus on this one weekend, they suck. We had so much fun throughout the first 5 weeks, five weeks. First, like, 15, 20 weeks of this season. I'm really bad at the math right now of how many weeks you just went through, but like, it is a lot of fun, and they weren't there part of it. They can bitch and moan and have fun for this one weekend, and then we get to have fun the other times during college basketball season. Is that what you wanted me to say?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just want to be like, it was a really fun November to, like, end of February. You know, that was fun.
Until Keaton got hurt.
Yeah, and I would just, I don't want this March to ruin how good of those few weeks were. You know, that Purdue win was awesome. Okay,
what a birthday.
That Nebraska win was awesome, and. I just want to get back to that feeling.
Just win it. Just win two games, right? All right. Everyone feels better after that. Yay. Good work, gents. It takes a lot of courage to do this on a Friday night. Yes, big episode. Try to get the entire brain trust on for our, you know, yearly Sunday night. Look at the bracket. Look at Illinois' draw. How we feeling? What's going to happen? Try to predict it. Get excited for the best time of the year. I can tell you what, my excitement is still there. So if you're not ready to die hard with me, don't fraternize with me on St. Paddy's Day tomorrow. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Boardroom. We'll catch you on the next one. ILL.